the old favorites.
What's their old favorites?
Like Buddy and Come to Me, Bend to Me.
Okay. Okay.
Let's now, see. Let's do Buddy first.
No, we got to get it set up first.
It's all set up.
Oh, well, that's yes. all set up. But the thing is, let's see now. I've got to get the... As I sing it, then tune it in.
All right, it's okay. It doesn't have to be
but,
perfect. But start with singing, Buddy, always.
Let's see.
And tell...
Let's see. Well,
Denver, go away. Out of the kitchen.
No, leave her alone.
No, she should.
But she's
okay.
Sitting on the floor.
I know.
And she's heavy.
I know.
Let me see now. But my buddy...
My buddy...
My God, I'm calling misses you. Nights are long since you went away. I dreamed about you all through the day. My buddy, nobody's quite so true. Oh, I miss the smile and the touch of your hand, and I long to know that you understand. My buddy, your buddy misses you.
Now come to me.
Wait a minute. Let me get to that. Come to me, bend to me, kiss me goodnight, my darling, that's all I can say. Just come to me, bend to me, kiss me goodnight, give me your lips and don't take them away. Singing but hear those voices calling, calling, come to me, bend to me, kiss me good day. My darling, that's all I can say. Just come to me, bend to me, kiss me goodbye. Give me your lips and don't take them away.
Danny boy, Danny boy. Remember Danny boy?
You should hear the woman that Mother likes sing.
I like
she
you.
She had a gorgeous
sing
oh,
Danny boy.
Boy. And then she plays the piano too, and we Danny boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountainside. Oh, the summer's gone and all the roses dying. It's you must go and I must buy. But come me back when summer's in the meadow and all the grass is hushed and white with snow. If I'll be here in sunshine or in shadows. Oh, Danny boy, oh, Danny boy, I love you so. And when you come and all the flowers die, as dead, I will make be. You'll come and find the place where I am lying and kneel and say, of horror there for me. And the one tree shed tears above me, And on my grave, now sweeter, sweeter be, you'll kneel and pray and say that you will love me. And I shall rest in peace until you come to me.
Beautiful, Mabel, beautiful. Okay.
Now you find another one, huh?
Okay. You want to do A Little Town of Bethlehem?
Okay, hand it to me. I don't know the words. In fact, I don't remember those words.
Well, what song would you sing at Christmas when Lillian and you would have Christmas?
Oh, we sing them all. Sing them all.
You sing them all?
Well, I didn't know she... she sung, too. Oh, little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie above a deep and dreamless sleep, a silent star go by. Yet in thy darkness shining the everlasting light, the hopes and fears of all the years are met in these two nights. O holy child of Bethlehem, descend us, dear, we pray. Cast out our sins and enter in. Be born in us today. We hear the Christmas bells, the greatest glad in time. Oh, come to us, abide with me. Oh, Lord Emmanuel.
What is some, do you remember some of the others? I'll find
them. Yeah, you can. Oh, here. I brought it.
Did you ever sing the Rock of Gibraltar?
Who?
The Rock of Gibraltar, or?
I don't know it. I may know it, but I come out right out.
Well, how about Silent Night? Do you want to hear
Silent Night. Holy night, always calm, always bright, round virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace, silent night, holy night, Son of God, love's pure light, radiant with thee from thy great holy face, with the dawn believing grace, Jesus Christ at thy birth, Jesus Christ at thy birth.
Do you remember Amazing Grace, Mary?
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saves the rich like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found and blind, but now I see. How sweet the sound that saves a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found and blind, but now I see.
Mabel, you want to make any speeches in the year 1982? You want to talk what you want to make a speech to lesbians of the future in 1980? What would
you
tell them?
Well, all I tell the little dears is to keep up the good work and pray and ask God to help them and try to live closer together, see, so that they can find peace. This peace is what we need. We all need peace and brotherly love, sisterly love, and love of everyone. That'll help us all out, see?
Even when you look...
And don't get mad at people for nothing.
When you look back over these... You're almost 80 years old now. You've lived all your life as a lesbian.
Yeah.
What stands out in your mind, Mabel? What are some things?
Nothing. I just leave the honest thing with me. If I give you my word, I want to keep it. That's all. And I'm going to keep it. It come upon the midnight clear, the glorious song of home, from angels bending near the earth to touch the hearts of gold. Peace on earth, goodwill to men, from heaven, all gracious King. The world in solemn stillness prime to hear the angels sing. So through the clear sky they came, with peaceful wings unfold, and shall the heavenly music flow. Oh, the weary world above its sad and lonely pain, they bend no hurrying wings to hear ever the very sound, the blessed angel sing.
Abel, I'm going to keep asking you questions.
Hmm?
Have you ever been afraid of things in your life?
No.
Nothing?
No. No. No, I've not been afraid of nothing. I've just been darn tired. Come on.
What do you mean?
What is this? Come on.
What are you tired of?
I am. I don't know. I'm tired? No.
Well, you said you're tired. What are you tired of?
I'm tired of... Sometimes I get tired, you know. That's about all.
But you've never been afraid of anything?
No. I don't get afraid. What am I going to get afraid of? Ain't nobody going to do nothing. Tell me.
You never been afraid of being a lesbian?
Hmm?
You've never been frightened of being a lesbian,
have you? Well, why should I?
Because there's a lot of people that don't like us, but it never seems...
Who cares about who don't like who? I'm not interested in that. As long as God likes me, let the other guys go on. Go. No, I don't. I don't care if they don't like me. They didn't like Christ. Well, who am I? Okay. Let the little dears go.
Maybe.
I won't have so much trouble. If they don't like me, I won't have no trouble with them.
Why? because they leave you alone, right?
Yeah, they leave me alone. If they don't like me, that's just grand, and they won't bother me. Nobody bothers me.
Do you remember we were talking about, how would you and Lillian spend a Christmas? When you first started to live together, how would you spend it?
There was so many, all the family was there. They were drinking and having a ball.
When you say family, who do you mean? You mean real family or your family?
Lillian's family, dear. See?
Family.
So I had to have her family because I had no family. See?
And they knew you were a couple, right?
So, and we cooked, and Marie and all of them, and their girlfriends and all like that, and children. Many children there.
And everybody knew you were a couple. Right?
Yeah, sure. So now they're paying for annoying. See?
What do you mean?
There's this child I told you wants to come to the house and live with me. And I told her no. Elmer just get mad at Lillian, and then they go home and they discuss and talk about us like old dogs, you know?
Mm-hmm.
See? And the kids remember that. So And the boy, 20 years old, said that his mother is in the, out there in the, you go across the 59th Street Bridge, or that thing that goes way over. Mm-hmm. Well, she's out there in the, that hospital, mm-hmm. See. She can't walk, see. And she was the first one that was born. And I mean, she wasn't a good girl, and she went from bad to worse and worse to bad.
When you think over your years living with women, who are the women who stay in your mind? Who are your best friends over all these years?
Oh, they mostly all of them are dead.
I know, but let's talk about who are
they? Oh, well, there was Mary, and there were the girls that I liked a lot. Mary Jane Taylor, and let me see, what was that? Catherine Green, and oh God, there's so many.
What years were these? Do you remember what years were you?
Oh, those was, you know, when you see Jackie Baber and those women. That was in the year of 30, 31, 32. You see, that was where I met Lillian. Mm-hmm. I knew all of them. And
how would you spend the holidays together? Would you spend holidays together?
Well, I tell you, I was a very selfish person. I remember one Christmas, I had that dinner downtown. I love to go downtown.
To the village?
Yeah, all down.
Why did you like to go there?
I'd like to go down there because, you know, I met a lot of people down there. Not that I know them, but they were singing and talking, and we would go have dinner like that. And I was free to go anywhere I wanted.
How would you dress when you went down there?
I always wore a suit. Didn't wear pants, I wore a suit. See? Wore a suit. I wore a gray suit, skirt, blouse, shirt.
Okay.
I wear my little tie.
And did they call you Mabel? Was that the name you went by?
Yes, that's all I knew. I always been by Mabel. See? I never had no, I had other name, but I never went by it. Yeah, my nickname was Trimmy, but they never called me. That was called when I was a kid going to school. See, I mean, it was 5, 6, and 7 like that.
But all the years you've been in the life, you've never had another name?
No. It's Mabel Hampton, nothing else.
Did other people have other names?
Hmm?
Did other women have other names?
I don't remember so many other names. I just remember their real names, you know.
So you go in the village?
Yeah, I'd go in the village and have my dinner and come back. And go up to Coney Island and different places like that. I traveled a lot by myself. And then when I met Lillian, I met her family. It was Grace, and Grace was in the life, and Grace lived with her girlfriend, and we'd go out from there. We would go to, Lillian and I would go up to Connecticut to their house, you know, spend a couple of days up there, and we would have big dinners up there. Grace loved to cook. And then,
Mabel, at your parties, were they mixed parties? Were there black and white women, black and white lesbians, or were they mostly separate?
No, six of one had does the other.
So they were mixed?
Yeah, mixed all up. Mm-hmm. So, and then when we went to Connecticut, we met so many different people, the professional people, you know, like the hairdressers and lawyers and things like that, you see. And I got in with them. And then I would, with the weekends, we'd go up there on Fridays, you know. We'd go up to the May's house. May was, I forget her last name. She was a hairdresser. And she was a good-looking woman. And we'd go up there to her house. And, and she had, God knows how many other women up there in the night, see. And we just had a lovely time up there with her, see? And then we come back home maybe 12, 1 o'clock in the morning. And I had to go to work, or Lillian had to go to work. Then we meets up met up with a woman that she had been in the life. She had four children. And she met up with some woman. Sent her a card the other day. She left her husband for another woman who was gone. The children was grown when they pleaded with her to come back to father.
Oh, I remember you telling me. Mabel, did you ever want to be rich?
Wanted to be rich? I don't know. I never thought too much about it. As long as I had enough to go, you know, do whatever I want. Otherwise, it didn't bother me. Because if I was rich, I don't know what I would do. I wouldn't do nothing. I wouldn't do no more than I'm doing now. That's all. I spend a little more. I'd get some other things I want. If I was rich, I'd want a nice big apartment. Wouldn't have to worry about anything.
Mabel, do you remember the story you told? You told it at a group. It was about you were in bed with a married woman and her husband coming home. Would you tell that story again?
Yeah. That's right. I was. That was something. We had been potting along. We'd been going along with Sterling and I. Sometime, but I don't blame her. I blame me. I shouldn't have never went to her home. See, well, Papa was supposed to be going off on the. He worked on the road. See, those days men worked on the road.
What year was this?
That was before I met Lillian.
So in the 30s.
And she says. We had been out, I think we'd been to Coney Island, went someplace. But anyhow, I came back, I had a room. I worked, and I had an outside room. So she says, well, come off my house. I said, no, I'm going to your house. Yeah, come on to my house. Okay. So we come to the house, and we started messing around, making love, you know, and undressed, we got in the bed. So something said to me, be careful. I didn't, and all of a sudden, I freezes. Something was wrong. I knew something was wrong somewhere. So we was having a good time. We was up there having a good time. And I heard a noise. Well, you see, he had to come from downstairs, upstairs. So, I looked at the room was dark, see. So I slid. She started to say something. I put my hand over her mouth, see. So, I didn't want her to say, I didn't want her to start saying dear and darling and sweet names and all like that. So at that time, I rolled over, and I rolled over, I heard the knob of the door click. I dropped down on the floor, rolled under the bed. He come in the room, reached up and snapped on the light. She was stark naked. She didn't know what to say, and I'm under the bed. So he says, what are you doing? He says, what do I look like I'm doing? He says, but you got no clothes on. He says, no, no clothes on. It's warm. He looked around. My heart froze. I couldn't say a word. She couldn't say nothing because she couldn't find me. So he says, she says, what are you doing? And he says, I made a mistake. I'm off tonight. I thought I'd come home. He says, is anything eat downstairs? She says, yes. He says, what's the matter? She says, I have a headache. He says, all right, I'll go down and just fix some sandwiches. You coming? She says, yes. She steps out the bed and she didn't say nothing. She'd have went on downstairs. I got up and got dressed. Went into another room, see, by the bedroom. Then I could get out of the house. That's how I got out. But Joe had worse luck than me. Joe was, her name is Joe Senior, called Joe for short. She was up there raising hell, getting off. When the man opened the door, and when he opened the door, the lights was on. He seen that. Well, oh my God, didn't he raise hell? Joe didn't care. He divorced his wife, naming Joe. See, he didn't know nothing but Joe. So when the case come up, he said it was a woman. She said he was a liar. It was a man. That's how she got rid of him.
What year was that?
Oh, that was while I was with Lillian.
That was in the 40s, you think? 1940s?
Yeah, that's around the 40s. Yeah.
Did you know women who looked like men, who passed as men, you know, who would work on their jobs and people would think they were men?
Well, I knew a couple of men, women, but they not only passed as men, they was half man, half woman.
What do you mean?
Methodists. Mm-hmm. See? And they were very nice, though, to get along with.
Were they accepted by the lesbians? Did you accept them into
Yeah, that? Oh, yeah. They had more women than the men had. Sure, they had more women than the men had. And over in the Navy Yard, oh, my God, that's where Marie worked.
Oh, tell us about that. Tell us about the lesbians in the Navy Yard.
Oh, I didn't work there. Marie worked there. It tells her to tell you that.
But there were lots of lesbians.
Oh, yeah.
This was during World War II?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, World War II. And there was very nice women, too. I met some of them since I've been up here in the Bronx. Mm-hmm. They would come to work in the hospitals, you know.
But did you know any, you know, remember that slideshow we saw, any passing women? Women who weren't hermaphrodites but wore men's clothes.
Yeah, they were. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There were men's pants, overalls, and their sweatshirts and all that stuff. Hair short.
Mm-hmm.
They had a good time. They can't say they didn't have a good time. See? But men was funny. Men try to find out who was. See, they give the other women a lot of money and sweep them up so that they could tell who was who and who what was what. See? And they'd find out. And you know what they want to do? They want to go with that woman so they can say, oh, I can have her.
Mm-hmm.
See? That's why I never learned. I wouldn't like them. I didn't care for them. They're too deceitful.
Mm-hmm. Who else do you remember from the old days,
There's so many people.
What were some of their names? Just give their names.
Oh. I have to go to the book for the names because I forget the names myself. I forget the name. I know there was one case.
Wait, let me turn this over because it's almost...